Next item, we have 1076, a second reading.
Item 1076, adopt the Transportation System Development Charge Update 2017 Rate Study, establish an updated rate schedule, and amend code effective January 1, 2018.
Please call the roll.
Salzman.
Well, I want to start off by thanking staff and the public for a great collaborative process at the Portland Bureau of Transportation when they took on the task of updating the Transportation System Development Charge. I do want to also acknowledge in particular Christine Leone, Ann Hill, and Rich Eisenhower for their work here. There are always challenging efforts, and no one is thrilled to pay more fees to the city. But as we saw from the testimony 2 weeks ago, the public does understand the need to keep our infrastructure up to the task of dealing with our growth. And it really is that testimony and support that I want to highlight. And thank staff for helping to create that environment. We made some fundamental changes on how we're now looking at transportation impacts through our person trips calculations. And this is going to go a long way in expanding our transportation system for all modes, something I know the folks who dug in the details on this now understand and support. So thanks again to staff and all of my colleagues for their staffs delving into this well. And I believe we're going to have a very good transportation SDC in the future here. Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Salzman, for your leadership on this and for accepting some of the guidance from the parks folks who had done a similar kind of methodology. I think both transportations and parks is actually now easier for community members to understand the impact fees that developers pay on new construction. So I appreciate both. I also appreciated that you got back. One of the questions at the first reading was, should we have more tiers? And so we got the information that the, I think it's five tiers that we have in parks based on the size of the housing, that we don't see a lot of rushing to build things that are just underneath the next threshold. So although that's good in some ways that we're not affecting the market, it's also awareness that giving encouragement to do smaller units, which might then be more affordable, doesn't so far seem to be having that desired effect. But thank you very much for your work on this, and also to Director Leah Treat and your staff. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you very much. Please call the roll on 1078.
Authorize a contract with Stanek Consulting Services in the amount of $3,325,000 for the Corrosion Control Improvements Project. Salzman?
Aye.
Hugh Daly?
Aye.
Fritz?
We haven't forgotten you, Parks. We're just doing the two second readings first. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The contract is approved. Please call the roll on 1079.
Approve findings to authorize an exemption to the competitive bidding requirements and authorize the use of the alternative contract method of construction manager general contractor in connection with the corrosion control improvements project for an estimated amount of $11 million. Salzman.
Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is approved. Thank you. Last item 1077, please.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement between Portland Parks and Recreation and Metro to establish the roles of each party in the North Portland Greenway Trail Segments 1 and 2 via the Columbia Boulevard Bicycle Pedestrian Bridge Project.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Portland Parks and Recreation is partnering with Metro to complete the North Portland Greenway Trail Segments 1 and 2 via the Columbia Boulevard Bicycle Pedestrian Bridge Project. Parks is very excited about this project, and we've identified $204,699 in system development charges, as we were just talking about, the impact fees that is paid on new construction as matching funds for the project. This will increase the capacity of Portland's parks and recreation system. and we're now wanting to enter into an intergovernment agreement to provide for Metro to lead the effort to design, engineer, fund, and construct the project, and for Parks to provide decision-making and oversight roles with the project. Turn it over to staff. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. I'm Maya Agarwal, a city planner with the Portland Parks and Recreation Bureau. Portland Parks and Recreation is partnering with Metro to complete portions of the North Portland Greenway Trail via the Columbia Boulevard Bicycle Pedestrian Bridge Project. In 2014, the Oregon Department of Transportation awarded multimodal transportation enhanced program grant funds to Metro to design, engineer, and construct portions of the North Portland Greenway Trail from Chimney Park to the existing St. John's Landfill Bridge via a multi-use trail bridge over North Columbia Boulevard. Several city bureaus have an interest in the project, including Portland Parks and Recreation, the Bureau of Transportation, and the Bureau of Environmental Services. Portland Parks and Recreation supports the project and has identified $204,699 in SDCs as matching funds for the project. The project will increase capacity of Portland's parks and recreation system. The North Portland Greenway is part of the 40-mile loop, a regional trail identified by Metro Council, and the project will complete a gap in the 40-mile loop.
Do we have a picture of that or a map?
Yes, ma'am. So the project that we're talking about here is the dotted yellow line.
Thank you.
Other planning documents that identify this section of trail include the city's 2035 comprehensive plan, Portland Parks and Recreation's North Portland Greenway Trail Plan, PBOT's Transportation System Plan, and Metro's Regional Active Transportation Plan. It's anticipated that design and public engagement for the project would occur between 2017 and 2019, with construction occurring between 2020 and 2021. Metro and the city now wish to enter into an intergovernmental agreement to establish the roles, responsibilities, terms, and conditions of each party's participation in the Columbia Boulevard Bicycle Pedestrian Bridge Project. Metro and the city have negotiated an agreement that provides for Metro to lead the effort to design, engineer, fund, and construct the project, for Portland Parks and Recreation to provide decision-making and oversight roles, and for PBOT and BES to provide advisory roles for the project. This agreement has been approved as to form by the city attorney. We ask Portland City Council to authorize the intergovernmental agreement between Metro and the city to establish these roles, allowing the Columbia Boulevard Bicycle Pedestrian Bridge Project to go forward.
Could you put the map back up again, please, in case there's questions from council?
I'm sorry?
Could you put the map back up, please?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure if council has questions on the actual location or...
Looks good.
Where is Chimney Park exactly? I mean, I see the map, but there's no street names on it, and I'm not familiar.
Yes, it's along Columbia Boulevard. If you know where Pier Park is, so it's in North Portland. Mm-hmm. If you know where Pier Park is, it's just to the north of that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the bridge goes over?
Over Columbia Boulevard. Yes, ma'am.
Great.
Very excited about it. Thank you very much.
Good project. Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Any further questions, colleagues? You're going to get off easy today. Looks like a popular project. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Yeah, it looks great. Aye.
Udaly.
Very exciting to give pedestrians in particular a route over Columbia rather than on it. Mm-hmm. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Ms. Agarwal, for your presentation and for all your work on this, and Brett Horner in Parks as well. It's, you know, people sometimes are concerned about both the cost of development and the amount of development that's happening, so it's good when we have projects like this which are going to increase capacity for all, particularly as this is going to be designed as pedestrians and bicycles, so that, of course, means all accessibility for people using wheelchairs or strollers and other things too. So it's a really exciting project, and one that the North Portland community has championed for a very long time, so thank you to all who are in the North Portland Greenway Advocacy Group. Aye.
Fish is absent, and Wheeler.
This is a growing area. There's more traffic. There's more concern about bicycle and pedestrian safety on Columbia Boulevard. very happy to see this one. This is a no-brainer. Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you for your
Thank
good
you.
Work. We look forward to seeing the final product. Oh, guess what? And with that, we are adjourned. All right.
I only 1 minute over after the next deadline.